The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you.
The Spirit drove Jesus out into the desert, and he remained in the desert for 40 days, tempted by Satan. He was among wild beasts, and the angels ministered to him. After John had been arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the gospel of God. This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel. The gospel of the Lord. I'll bet today's gospel surprised some of you. I bet many of you were expecting these dramatic temptations of Jesus, where the devil takes him up to the high part of the temple and challenges him to jump down or change stones into bread. But no, today instead all Mark says is the devil drove Jesus out into the desert, where he remained for 40 days tempted by the Satan. That's it? No showing him all these kingdoms of the world, etc.? He was tempted by the devil, that's all. Now, that's not much help if we're supposed to face our temptations during Lent. There's not much modeling, it seems, in there. What happened? Did Mark get downsized or somebody cut his budget? Of course not. Mark's is the first and the most stark of the four Gospels, and the shortest, as you can see from this reading. But that doesn't mean that we should miss the point of what Mark is saying about the temptations of Jesus. Mark's saying is that it was in the desert that Jesus struggled with how God was calling him in his baptism and how he should respond to that. It was an inner struggle, and the devil or the temptations were within himself. From his later actions in the gospel, we can see how Jesus responded to that. He decided not to be a preacher like John the Baptist, threatening judgment and a coming catastrophe. Instead, as our gospel showed, he would preach a new kingdom of God, a kingdom of mercy, a kingdom of love, a kingdom of peace. He would strive to drive out the kingdom of Satan, trusting in God's power to drive out demons and heal the sick and the paralyzed and the outcast lepers and those with epilepsy, etc., as a sign that God's kingdom had come. But he did not want to be known as a wonder worker, but rather as a friend of outcasts and sinners, of prostitutes and tax collectors. In fact, he would invite them to be his dinner guests and his friends and even his disciples. He would not be afraid to break the law, even touching lepers as was forbidden when he felt their desolation, not fasting like others did, even breaking the Sabbath when somebody needed healing. And he would confront those who lorded over others through their high positions, looking down on them, or their exclusive interpretations of the law and the scriptures. And he would not be afraid to call those people hypocrites, even if it got him into trouble. And he would reach out to orphans and widows and to women, even those caught in adultery, and he would invite them as close friends. And he was ready to leave his family behind, even if they thought him crazy. And he would form a new family of disciples and followers. Those were the things that Jesus struggled with in the desert for 40 days, described so briefly by Mark, but dramatized so by Matthew and Luke, with the stories about the temple worshiping Satan or changing stones into bread. It was really an interior struggle that Jesus was going through, and the battleground was within his own heart. A story might help to bring up what this story of the temptation should mean to you and me as we begin our journey of Lent. I had a friend, Sister Jose Habde, who was a Native American Franciscan sister, and she told one time about this experience of hers when she was a young girl, a very temperamental, tantrum-throwing, disagreeable young girl. One day, her father got so fed up with her antics that he hauled her into his car, drove her out into the hills and mountains, and gave her an apple and a blanket and said, "Young lady, you stay here until you come to your senses and remember who you are. I've had enough of your behaving like a wild horse. I'll be back at sundown." And he drove off. Well, the first thing Jose did was throw the apple and the blanket over into a canyon. And she sat down and pouted and pouted and pouted till about noon when she got hungry. So she went down into the canyon and got the apple and the blanket and then spent the time with herself. And she began to realize, as she looked into herself, what a miserable person she had become instead of the person she really wanted to be, the person God was calling her to be. By the time her father arrived at sundown, she was a very different person. Something like that happened to Jesus in the desert. Pope Benedict, in his book about Jesus, says that, I quote, "He was in an interior struggle for fidelity to the task of his mission, a struggle against all the distortions of that task that claimed to be its true fulfillment." In other words, it was a struggle to be true to himself, to his calling, against all the temptations to do otherwise or be otherwise. Lent is like that. Lent is a time that you and I are urged to be the person that God has called us to be by our baptism. To be fully human, fully alive, fully loving, fully faithful, fully responsible, fully personal. But the trouble is, that's not easy to do in these days in our own American culture. We're such busy people, and our lives are so full of distractions. Just the ordinary ones are enough, like freeways, and family, school stress, or the workplace, or politics in the daily news. Then we have the other distractions we carry around in our pockets or purses, like smartphones, or those so accessible like iPads, or video games, or TV, or Twitter, etc. We don't get down to our hearts and say, "Hello in there, anybody home?" If we want a modern way of fasting, diet on some of those devices instead of some of those vices, and use the time to listen and to look into yourself. Lent gives us that chance to simplify our lives, to spend a little time like Sister Jose did, like Jesus did, just to look at ourselves. About the worst thing we could do this Lent is to say, "That's the way I am." Because what that really means is, "This is the way I choose to be." And it kind of cuts off any hope of change or conversion of heart. Every temptation is not whether to do something or not. It's whether to be something or not. To be the kind of person we were called to be or not. So take whatever time you can grab this Lent to look deeply within yourself and see if you need a course correction. The truth is, it usually doesn't take too long for us to be aware of our biggest challenge, our biggest obstacle, our biggest sin. It's often something we've been struggling with for a long time. Our Eucharists during Lent are designed to help us on this inward journey. It's a journey that we can make anew each year and discover new territory and new life, the real you and me. And we shouldn't need a longer gospel to help us do that.